Something new that's coming down the river for Roaring Fork Conservancy is the River Center. And you guys are going to have a grand opening August 11th for the River Center. Talk about what the public can expect from that.
Construction of the River Center is well underway. If you've driven Two Rivers Road past Basalt and Old Pond Park, you've seen it going up and the roof's on. And for the actual grand opening, it'll be an open house style. So we'll have some tours going on, some demonstrations of some of our water quality monitoring, education programs, some fly casting that we do outside with the kids. So the day of will be all sorts of activities. And then it will be sort of like a visitor center, and it's going to be open to the public year-round.
What will be offered at the River Center? I mean, those are going to be Roaring Fork Conservancy's offices.
Yes.
And what else will be there?
We are going to have some new classroom space, so we'll actually be a destination for schools throughout the valley and even from outside the valley. We currently do a lot of field trips with schools to the river, and it'll be nice to sort of have them come straight to us, and we'll have the pond and the river right in our backyard.
Oh.
There'll be indoor classroom space. We're also going to have our own water quality lab for the first time, and there will be the first in the valley. So there are a number of stream teams, which are community members that volunteer to track and monitor water quality around our watershed. They come in and we'll be able to use our laboratory space to actually conduct some of the titrations and other processes associated with the water sampling. And then our water quality monitoring team will have that space as well.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yes, we are very excited for that much space. Like you said, there are going to be offices. There'll also be conference room and room for community events to be held there.
Well, that water quality lab is a huge deal. I know I spent a little time with Chad Rudo when he was doing the Cattle Creek water study. You know, if that lab had been available then, he wouldn't have had to send out the water samples, right?
Yes, a lot of those studies can be done in the water quality lab. Some will still get sent to state agencies, like for testing of heavy metals.
Okay.
That's something that is just beyond our capacity.
This is like a dream come true for Roaring Fork Conservancy.
This is, and it's been a dream that Roaring Fork Conservancy has had long before I even moved and started working here. And so I feel pretty lucky that I'm, you know, here for when it's going to become a reality. Mm-hmm. And we did get some funding through the ROFO Fund to create some river discovery kits.
ROFO Fund. What's ROFO?
ROFO is an outreach arm of the Aspen Trail Finder organization. And so it's their way of giving back to river and trail organizations in the valley. And so funding partly from that and from some donors have supported these river discovery kits. So there'll be these tools for the public to come in and sort of check out and then go explore the river on their own. And that's part of Roaring Fork Conservancy's mission, inspire individuals to explore, value, and protect the Roaring Fork watershed. Once you get kids and adults out exploring the watershed, flipping over rocks and seeing the bugs that live there and understanding that that's the trout food and the trout are food for the birds and understanding these bigger connections, then that really leads to a value placed on this area, and then people will be more likely to take action to protect it.
Liza Mitchell, you are very passionate about, I mean, your eyes light up, your whole body language changes when you talk about water and the Roaring Fork watershed. Where does that passion come from?
I grew up in Colorado. My mom is actually fifth generation native to Colorado, so I think there's definitely some pride in being from Colorado and the West. But I started studying it in college and have worked for other water nonprofits in Alaska and Idaho. And I think 3 years ago when I moved back to Colorado, I just had a newfound understanding from my studies in graduate school and all that for the processes that make an ecosystem and a river healthy, but also just the sort of heartstrings of being back in my home state. So it's nice to be able to put all those together here.
Well, I have a passion for KDNK. And KDNK is in its spring membership drive. And I'd like to know from you, Liza Mitchell, representing the Roaring Fork Conservancy, how does public radio help the Roaring Fork Conservancy? And why do you think people should support KDNK?
I think both Roaring Fork Conservancy and KDNK are community-oriented organizations. The same way that we serve the Roaring Fork watershed and try to keep the waters clean, KDNK serves the Roaring Fork watershed and tries to connect people to each other, people to events, people to activities they can do. The KDNK has always been great in helping us get out the word about our events and invite the public to various watershed explorations that we put on and getting them informed, achieving our mission. And we try to, you know, give back and help KDNK however we can, inviting them to certain activities that we're doing and just sort of keeping the communication avenues open.
Well, Liza Mitchell of the Roaring Fork Conservancy, thanks very much for coming in today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for serving our community.